Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Question that I have is this. We know Max is going down, and we found the silver lining of it. Is there another silver lining of this? Does this put slightly more pressure? Because we got 14 days until the trade deadline. Does this Max Fried injury and missing him for 10 days, he's gone basically until the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Does that put more pressure on Alex Anthopoulos in this front office to go out there and make a move?
Nope.
It should. I think it should.
It should, but I'm just not believing that they're in a rush to do anything. I think they're looking for their two guys that we talked about last week, and can they be can they get back to form? Because I still think that if Mike Foltynewicz, if he is any semblance of what he was last year, there's your three guys. You got your three guys with the possibility of sprinkling some other guys in there, but I just don't think they're in a rush because I don't think they want to give up the assets to get what they want.
No, I agree.
But again, I didn't know they were going to get Dallas Keuchel. You know, I didn't think that Grady Jarrett's deal was going to get done. I mean, all these things that I keep saying, but we'll go back to what Shefty said. He said, what is it? Deadline spurred action. So who knows? If something else happens.
It was an hour and 15 minutes before the Grady Jarrett deadline. Are you telling me that we have to wait until 10:45
probably
on July 31st before the Braves make a trade?
Probably. Because here's the thing now, Andy. The Braves aren't the only team that needs pitching.
No, there's a lot of teams
There's a lot of teams that need pitching.
And there's not a lot of teams that have pitching.
Exactly.
And so, we've been talking about this going back to April, about the fact that not just starting pitching, but bullpen pitching across baseball is not great this season.
Mm-hmm.
The Braves bullpen, for as frustrating as it has been for us, is legitimately one of the best bullpens in baseball.
And that's crazy to say. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's not saying a lot.
It's crazy to say that these guys, who many of whom are former, maybe soon to be once again Scafozos, are the best bullpen in baseball, or one of the best bullpens in baseball, if not the best bullpen in the National League. So everybody's out there trying to compete for these guys. There's 12 teams that think they can make the playoffs.
And how many guys is it? We know the front line.
There's
the
less guys than there are teams that are trying to make the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. So who's willing to give up more?
It's musical chairs.
Are you saying that the team that gives up more and is able to get one of these guys, they want it more than the Braves do if they don't get them?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that they are willing to give up more probably than the Braves were willing to get him. I don't think that means the Braves want it less. I think that means the Braves are maybe more cautious about their farm system in the future. Now, it's going to be perceived that the Braves want it less, I think, if the Braves are one of the teams on the outside looking in at the trade deadline. If they're one of the teams in the musical chairs that's still standing, then people are going to be mad about it. I think rightfully so.
Yeah, they should be because last year everybody was talking about, they're a year away and the way they overachieved and everything. And then coming into this year, a lot of people thought, last year was a fluke, and now you see this team is better than it has been. The additions that that Double A has brought to, especially Josh Donaldson, you look at Dallas Keuchel, who's going tonight, they've made this a better roster.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about this last night with the whole Josh Donaldson thing, and I'm like, what if they want to keep him? What if he does want to stay?
That'd be great.
Then what do you do with then? Would you regret, because a lot of those prospects are outfielders, the fielder players, and Austin Riley's supposed to be the third baseman in the future. Do you leave him out there? Then are you going to leave Drew Waters in? I mean, it's so many scenarios to this whole thing, but I still don't think they're going to do anything. But again, I didn't think Grady deal was going to get done. I didn't think they go get Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah. Just keep saying you don't think it's going to happen, and then it'll happen. It's like people are out here trying to prove Randy McMichael wrong, which I like.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool
fun.
To me. It's cool to
as
me,
long as proving you wrong continues to be good for Atlanta sports, which it has been thus far.
Then.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!